you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsors, UWF Alumni Foundation.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Thursday morning. It's starting to look a little bit more beautiful. The rain is letting off for right now, and we're always having a beautiful morning with you. Hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620 right now. I am joined by Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a sunshiny day when you come in.
Oh, and thank you.
You're wearing green.
I am.
Which we're going to talk about why in just a moment.
Absolutely.
But I also want to welcome, of course, the president of University of West Florida, Martha Saunders. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to finally meet you in person. I get to hear you hang out with Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News.
A lot. Very early in the morning.
Yes, but you always have such great information and updates to give when it comes to the University of West Florida, and I know how much work you have done with just staying on top of things to make UWF just the best experience for the students. And I heard you last week just talk about how you want to continue to encourage students to have a passion for learning, especially in person, encourage them to get to class, encourage them to stay on top of things, and just not lose that drive amidst the unknowns when it comes to battling COVID-19 and the pandemic. So thank you for that and for your passion for teaching.
It's an exciting time.
It definitely is. It's interesting too. But we're here today to talk about homecoming, and there is something very special happening. It's called the Green Out.
Right. So we're here today. So I have the pleasure of serving on the Alumni Association, and this year and next year, I have the pleasure of serving as the Alumni Association president. And so today I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Saunders to share all of the new and exciting plans we've got for UWF Homecoming 2021, which is starting next week.
That's right. It's a big week.
It's a huge week. So I wanted to start off, if we could, just sharing some memories of homecoming. And I wanted to first start with Dr. Saunders. So if you could, tell me a little bit about your favorite part of homecoming.
My favorite part is always the stories. Because no matter who you meet at homecoming, they've got something to tell you about when they were students there, when their kids were students there, when they weren't students at all, but they liked to come out to the campus and hang out or run there or walk their dogs there. And for some reason, homecoming is just an event that inspires people to remember and tell stories. And then they try to outdo each other and say, well, you think that was something? Wait till you hear what we did when I was a senior. So I think the stories are absolutely the best part of all for me.
Absolutely. I just loved that homecoming just brings the students together, but it also brings the alumni back. It brings the community together. Everyone can kind of come together to participate. So whether you're participating on campus, you're participating downtown, you're participating at one of the events, everybody can come together. And one of the first events we have is the Transform Fest. So Jenna, that's what we wanted to tell you about first, is it begins on Monday, October 11th. And so this is a great opportunity to visit UWF, to get out on campus, to see the Argo Spirit on full display. So if you would like to, you can come and see the office spaces. The windows are going to be decorated across campus by all of the faculty and staff. It's going to be a great time.
It's also a great time just to be on campus. We actually will be having fall soon. I predict a sunny week. It's going to be great. And the campus is beautiful. And it's very much an asset for the university, an asset for the community. So while you're out there, on Wednesday the 13th, we will be hosting the Cardboard Boat Race, which is a favorite among students and alumni. This is a fun event in which student groups participate in the Golden Fleece Challenge as they try to race across the Aquatic Center pool in a cardboard boat that they have created. The structures that students create continue to amaze me each year. They're just getting smarter and smarter, and they are funny and unique, and some actually do pretty well in the water. You don't want to miss that.
That sounds entertaining. And I just had like this little moment and memory of, you know, like I was probably in seventh grade and watching an episode of Gilmore Girls. I was probably in high school actually, and they were at like a homecoming or some kind of event at a college, and I was like, oh, how fun is that? Look, they're all coming together. And that's really like the significance of it, is coming together to have fun, to reunite and celebrate a new year. So what better way than to throw yourself into a pool in a cardboard box?
So have you ever done a cardboard racing?
Are you kidding me? No, this is the first I've heard. And I feel like I missed out on doing something in my life. But hey, it's not too late for me.
Never too late. It's never too late.
Never too late.
So two other ways that our alumni can get involved. So if you're here in Pensacola, or if you're around town, if you're in Fort Walton, if you're next door over in Mobile, come see us. You can come check out on Friday, October 15th. We're hosting the Alumni Homecoming Breakfast at Museum Plaza. And we're offering two ways to enjoy. You can do a drive-by to grab breakfast. And it's a free package breakfast courtesy of the Alumni Association. So come by and say hello. I love it because you can just walk on by on your way to work, grab breakfast, say hello, check us out, learn what's going on. And then all of our alumni attendees will receive a free exclusive UWF Alumni Homecoming t-shirt. Who doesn't love a t-shirt?
What inspired the breakfast? Is just to give back, or?
You know, for the Alumni Association, we're always looking for ways to connect, right? And we want you to get involved, and we want you to just want to come and hang out with us. It's a networking opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a way to hear more about what the university has going on. But it's also just a way to see what's changed and kind of connect with people that maybe you've lost touch with over the years, or meet new people if you're moving back to Pensacola because you moved away after college. So we always try to put on events that is welcoming to everyone, whether you're new to town or you're really involved, and then try to put them in different hours during the day. So if happy hour is not your thing, or you've got kids and you've got sports and you just can't make it, come before you go to work in the morning and grab some breakfast to say hello.
That's so good. I love that so much.
And then the other thing we're going to be doing is hosting a drive for our Argo Pantry. And so during this event, everyone who brings a donation for Argo Pantry will receive a special UWF alumni gear. And I know that, Dr. Saunders, this is really important to the university.
Argo Pantry is an essential resource that we provide for our students. One of the things we have learned in the last few years, about 60% of college students experience either food insecurity or sometimes housing insecurity at some point in their college career. And so we do a lot of things to help support them. We certainly provide financial literacy courses so that they can learn to manage their money, mm-hmm. and so they don't run out of money at the end of the semester. But we also go old school and just give them food. And the Argo Pantry makes a big difference to our students at a real important time of the semester so that they can not be distracted by other needs and can stay focused on their studies.
That's so good. You not only give them money, but you give, or give them food, but you give them the tools they need to be able to manage their money.
Right.
That's really good. Some kids, they just were never taught, you know, so they don't know until they know.
That's right.
That's excellent.
And unfortunately, a lot of lessons are always learned the hard way.
They are.
And that's sad.
It really is. But it's always better to have somebody there to back you up and have your back, to help you get back up on your feet.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, we just want to share, there's no shame in it. Just come by. If you need something, come by the Argo Pantry, because that's what we're here for, and that's what we want the students to know that it's there for.
That's so good.
And then the last event I want to tell you about, this is the big one. This is the one you're excited for, is the UWF football game on October 16th. So the UWF Alumni Association will be hosting an alumni tailgate from 1 to 3:30 at Maritime Park outside of the Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's going to be before the game. All alumni who join us for the tailgate will receive a meal from Tijuana Flats, UWF Alumni Homecoming T-shirt, and a special visit and performance by our UWF cheerleaders and Argie, the UWF mascot. Who doesn't love Argie? So we're really excited. This is just an exciting event every year that it's happened. I'm thrilled to host the UWF alumni for this game. I just look forward every year to reconnecting and getting to meet new people, but also seeing friends from the past. Dr. Saunders, I know you're very excited for this to happen again this year.
I am. The defending national champions, the Argonauts, will be playing. We're excited to have them home again. They've been on the road, and they are 4-0 this season. So it looks like it's going to be a very good year.
So proud of them.
Yes.
I mean, what a better way to come home than with four wins on your back. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
That's another reason to celebrate right there.
It's so exciting. And, you know, I think about my time at UWF, and there wasn't football. So the fact that now there's football, we're national champions, we're at a stadium, and you get this full-fledged college experience to be at a game, to tailgate, to cheer on your team, it's so exciting. And I know it's really exciting for our downtown businesses. I know it's exciting just for the community as a whole. Everyone enjoys it. So whether you were a student of UWF or not, we invite you to come check out the game. Come check out just the experience that it is. It's going to be a great time next weekend.
Hey, Nicole, I have to ask you, what is one of your favorite memories from just your experience at UWF?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so many because I'm still so involved.
Yes.
But I would have to say just the people. The people and the time I spent at UWF, and that's so cliche. I'm sure people are rolling their eyes now as they're listening. But the friendships I have and the mentorship that I received at UWF is something that I will never, ever, ever forget. And it's something I'll never take for granted because these people helped shape my life. They helped me get to where I am today, and they'll be connected to me forever.
That's true. And I want to ask you too, and it's not cliche. I said this before and I'll say it again. At the end of the day, when you close your eyes, it all comes back to people. And that's what really matters. So you can get all the degrees in the world. You can, you know, have all the accomplishments, but when it comes to people and relationships and that impact, that is actually what carries the most worth in our lives. So I love that a lot. But I want to know, too, what drew you to UWF as opposed to going to another Florida university?
Sure. So really and truly, at first, it was still really close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go super far away. And honestly, the affordability. So for me, it was a single home. It was just me, my mom, my sister. We wanted to make sure that, one, I could afford it and not go into a terrible amount of debt. And I knew that just from visiting colleges across the state, I felt connected when I was there. So I felt like I wasn't just going to get lost in the shuffle and be another number. And it's something that they say when you go to orientation is you're a name here, not a number. And I just love that. It really stuck with me. And I know now when I would go visit friends who went to larger universities, I could go sit in their classrooms and no one would ever even know I was there because it was literally just another number. So for me, those connections and that one-on-one that you got with the professors and then all of the other experiences I was able to take advantage of is something that was so special.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
I figured I'd jump in because we wanted to hear from you too when it came to memories and how UWF has impacted your life so much. And it really has trickled into UWF is a pillar in our community. The campus is beautiful. If you are new to Pensacola and you're just trying to find places to kind of feel like you have almost like a retreat, go take a walk on the UWF nature trails.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. It's like you just step into a different world. But also on campus, people say hello. I've gone to do some nonprofit work over the years, and all the students are so open. They come over and ask questions like, what are you doing here? You can say, they're not even nervous. They're just like, oh, what are you doing here? What's that? Like, you know, or, you know, I have a bowl of candy too. They're like, okay, we'll have a Snickers while you tell me what you're doing in the community. But it really is a community-centered university and campus, and there's been a lot of changes over the years, but always positive. And also what I was going to say is that it has just shown that from your standpoint with Visit Pensacola and really trying to make our community the best it can be with, you know, connecting all of us, your love for connection, it shows that you can still have that throughout your college experience as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, too, everything that the university has done with downtown, mm-hmm. everything they're doing with Historic Trust, everything they're doing with, even having the games at the stadium downtown and that vision and the idea to do that. And then the business that they're bringing to the downtown businesses. And then the fact that now you're, you know, bringing business into the hotels and out to the beach because it's close by. And so when these students come and then their parents come to visit, it's just... It's full circle, and we're all working together, and it's all connected. And so the University of West Florida has truly become, like you said, a pillar for the Pensacola community. And so I think that it has helped leverage who we are as a destination, and it's helped leverage me as a professional. So it's been great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. What else do we want to cover in our time together?
So, Dr. Saunders, what else are you most looking forward to?
We just started a really good school year. Everything got off to a smooth start, which is what presidents love.
Yes.
And also record enrollment, which is a great sign. And we have lots going on besides homecoming. Programs that we're excited about. Students are just doing a lot of interesting things. We won quite a bit of national recognition last year in U.S. News and World Report. We got 5 special recognitions, but as a top public university in the South, we won another HEED Award for diversity and inclusion. We won, one of my favorites is a best college to work for. And that's a national, only the top 10 in this survey are named. And it's an independent survey that I don't get to touch. But when you think about it, we're a labor-intensive organization. And if the labor's not happy, it's not going to be good for the students. Mm. And so I really, one of the things I love about UWF is how engaged everybody is and how the people that work there take ownership in what is happening on campus. I call it the frontier spirit, there's still, this is an important place and we're doing important work and everyone's all in. We weathered, you know, a pretty crazy disruption with COVID because of the cooperation. There's a lot of trust on campus. And so that's kind of exciting too.
Yeah.
So we were recognized as a military friendly institution and military spouse friendly. About 1 out of every 4 or 5 of our students are military affiliated. They're either active duty, veterans, dependents. And so that permeates the campus and adds to the culture in a little different way than maybe other campuses do. Housing is filled, and that's great.
I was going to ask that because I have heard, you know, finding housing it's been tight with more students coming, like you said, record enrollment. So do we see maybe some new housing facilities on the horizon?
That's a wonderful question. Probably the most important thing we're going to do this year is updating our master plan and our strategic plan. We are obliged to do that by the state, and I don't think it's ever been more important than it is now. We've experienced a major disruption. Everybody went home in March of 2020, and we still got the work of the university done, and that gives us an opportunity to say, all right, what do we really need? What do we need? More buildings? Do we need fewer buildings? Do we need different kinds of buildings? Do we need, you know, what do we need that is different? And I think in some ways we've done a reset in how we think, and it doesn't have to be the way it always was. So this may be the most important thing we do all year, and we're leaning in on that. We have a website up for master planning, and strategic planning will be up soon so that people can just track the progress of that planning. And we're including as many people as we can. And I think it's going to be exciting. This in June of 22, we will have a new master plan, strategic plan, enrollment plan, and diversity plan, all wrapped into one. So,
wow,
big job.
Yeah, yeah.
No pressure.
You're not going to be busy at all.
No.
She's got plenty of time.
Yeah. She's just chilling over there.
Weeks and weeks.
Whatever. Actually, the fact that she's so calm while
right.
she says it is just very reassuring.
Yes.
About the support at UWF and the leadership as well. Hey, we have about 4 minutes left. I want to reiterate, of course, so we're talking all things University of West Florida, our beloved University of West Florida. I have to say, I'm a Jersey native, so coming to Florida, having to learn everything. I lived in Southwest Florida for a while, which we didn't have a lot of big universities there. And then when I was moving here, you know, UWF was like starting to really boom. I'm like, oh, what is this? Okay, what are we talking about? And then we became Argo fans, and it's really just exploded into having that. It's like a nostalgia. Like we have our team. We have our university here. And it feels good to say that. And just like you just mentioned, improvements keep on coming, even amidst the curveballs that are thrown at you. So what better way than to celebrate overcoming all the curveballs and everything that's happened than to come out and celebrate homecoming and then wrap the week up next week with the big game, of course, University of West Florida against West Georgia, the homecoming game next Saturday. So I want to go ahead and skim over again
yeah.
some of the fun events to look forward to.
Absolutely. So we're kicking everything off on Monday. We've got Transform Fest, and that's going to be all day with various locations on campus. We've got the Cannon Fest, and that's going to be at the Cannon Greens. On Tuesday, there's going to be a ticket release party, and all of this can be found on the website. On Wednesday are those cardboard races, so you got to get out there to check that out. Friday is the alumni homecoming breakfast, which if you are a part of this community, if you're an alumni, come by and see us. We would love to connect with you. It's free breakfast. Just come see us.
I
Who
love
doesn't
the
want
words.
Breakfast? It's the best meal of the day.
Free
come
breakfast.
Come and see us. And then Friday night, we're going to have a downtown get down. That's a scavenger hunt.
Fun.
So that's exciting. And that's going to be during gallery night, which is back and in person. We're really excited about that. And then on Saturday, it's the homecoming tailgate, the alumni tailgate, the homecoming game. So we really encourage you all to come see us. Come say hello. Show your Argo pride. It's going to be a great week.
And you mentioned they can find all of this information on the website to get out and celebrate. Where can they go?
You can go to uwf.edu/alumni/homecoming, or I'll make it easier for you, goargos.com.
That's right, goargos.com. And Nicole, you mentioned you are now the new Alumni Association president.
I am.
I want to congratulate
you
right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You fit it. You fit it. Your love for UWF, your love for Pensacola, your love for people in the community. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for stepping into the roles that you that are offered to you. It's well deserved.
Thank you.
Very much deserved. And she wore green. So go. I'm just saying.
It's the green owl. You have to wear green.
You do. I have to find. I've got to get some out. Now you're challenging me. And of course, Dr. Saunders, thank you so much for joining us today. It's such an honor. And thank you for all the work that you do and your love for students and for our community to continue to grow one of the best universities in Florida and in America.
Thank you. We're the hometown team.
That's right. Go Argos. Please
go Argos.
Go online. Celebrate with us next week. We want to see it. We want to see everybody show up, show out. Dress your kids in green. Pull out your Argos gear. If you're an alumni, reach out. Please get involved. We look forward to celebrating all together and beating West Georgia.
Absolutely. What a way to end that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again for joining me. I will talk to you guys soon. And, of course, join me tomorrow morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. McMillan will be here from the Neal Clinic, and we'll wrap up our week with Frisky Friday.
News, talk, traffic, and weather.